Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
There is a word especially for you. When you think you're about to give up gas, just read your Bible, it'll tell you what to do. Be not weary, in doing well, for in due season, you're gonna reap. Yeah, say be not weary.
Hello, Blog Talk listeners. Thank you for calling.
Good morning. My name is Gray Bunn, and I am 11 years old. You're listening to Free on the Inside, my papa, Diggy Joe Lewis.
Good morning, Blog Talk listeners. Hello, Blog Talk listeners. Hello, thank you for calling Street Talk, where we are on live every Friday night. Usually from 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock, but on tonight we were having technical difficulties, so we're on from 9 to 10. We have moved up an hour, and I thank you all for calling. I am your host, Ms. Brady, and my co-host, Diamond D.
Hey,
we have a few rules on the line. On Street Talk, we ask that you do not use profanity, and we respect each other's opinions. I also ask that we speak one at a time, so that we all can hear each other as we speak. Also remember that we are on live, so if you are not speaking, put your phone on mute so that we will not hear your background noises, or if you all can go into a quiet setting. We can be reached at 310-982-4126. Again, that's 310-982-4126. Okay, tonight's discussion is going to be on why do people choose looks in a relationship over hard working and dedication? Example, people will choose Big Booty Judy, who can't cook, may pay rent, but rather get her hair done, versus Lisa, who cooks, cleans, and rather pays her bills than recreation. Or Little Daddy, who got a body and strong arms and muscles and his muscle t-shirt and J's, who lives at home with his auntie mem or his mom, or a little everywhere pretty much, versus a man who has his own house and work and struggle sometimes. So I was wondering, on tonight, you all's outlook. Hello, Diamond D. How are you?
Hey, how's it going? How are you?
I'm good. Do we have any callers online? Hello, callers. Can you introduce yourself?
What's the topic about tonight?
Okay. I just read the topic. May I ask whom I'm speaking with?
Slam.
Who? I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
Slam.
Oh, okay. Our topic on tonight is why do people choose looks in a relationship over hard working and dedication?
Huh?
I said, why do people choose looks in a relationship over hard work and dedication? Like, why do people choose the person, like a Barbie doll type of person, or like a man, like, why do people choose people for their looks rather than their heart, pretty much, like, what they can provide as far as I want to say, like, a hard working person versus a person that really ain't doing nothing. Why do we tend to choose those kind of people, or do you even agree that sometimes people choose those kind of people?
Yeah.
Diamond D, do you have anything? Cause Shell, are you here, Shell? Okay, she's not there anymore.
Do you have any callers? I figure on both ends. I'm sorry.
Are you trying to, like, I understand. You say you see it from both ends. When you say you see it from both ends,
are you saying that we do choose? Sometimes people do choose. Well, are you saying that sometimes people do choose good looks rather than a person that's dedicated to them? Do you think that that part, like, have you ever seen that part happening in today's society?
How y'all doing this evening? This is Keisha.
Hi, Keisha. How are you?
Hi, Keisha.
I'm fine. I was listening to the topic, and, yeah, I've seen that happen in today's society because, for the simple fact, I had an auntie that was going with a guy, and he was only going with her for her looks. He wasn't going for her for her personality or her love and kindness, heart, or just because of the person that she was. He felt like that since she had a body, that she was like a showcase for him. So he would take her out and show her off. But
yeah,
once he got her pregnant, then he felt like that she wasn't a showcase anymore. So that's when he got rid of her.
Wow.
So I've seen that happen.
Wow. That's interesting. I know a lot of people that do things of that nature as well. Do you know how your aunt felt at that point? Like, how did she feel at the beginning of it? Was she aware that he was showcasing her off, or what was her idea of their relationship?
Well, see, first the relationship was fine. At least she thought it was anyway, because the way he met her was he seen her with me, and he wrote a poem for her. So they say the beginning of their relationship was like almost the, I could say it was beginning to be a love-like thing. But then as time progresses, then that's when she started noticing things different, because it was, he only came around when he wanted to take her somewhere, or he felt like he could take her and buy her something tight or something like that. You know, he always had to have her around a crowd of men. So she got to the point where she started noticing it, and she just stopped going. But then, like I said, after he found out she was pregnant, it was no more use for her. So he left her alone.
Yeah, because her body started changing. She started getting bigger. She lost that figure. It wasn't the figure anymore. It was more of, okay, she's pregnant now, so, I mean, what do I need her for? Her body is going to change, and she may not go back to what she was at first. That's kind of different. Yeah, that's kind of different, but you do have those people who are out here that actually do that. It's like eye candy. A lot of people do use people for eye candy to the public. And it's kind of different, because, I mean, of course, when you meet somebody and they're cute, whether they're cute to other people or not, I'm going to say that's everybody's different opinion, because, I mean, when you get in a relationship, you want to show your person off anyway. You know, you kind of want to. Yeah, you kind of want everybody to meet them and try to get to know them and stuff like that. So I understand him on that part, but he was using her as like a sex object, I believe, because you said she had like a body or something of that nature. So, yeah, he was pretty much teasing the other crowd. I get you on that. That's kind of difficult. But what I was asking is, have you ever met a man yourself that you see and he has, like, this total good body? I'm talking about he's fine, he's sexy. But, like, he had no job or nothing. I mean, would you go with him?
I mean, yeah, I would, because for the simple fact, you know, I'm that type of person where I could be kind of like up on my feet. If I meet somebody like that, they got a good personality, good heart about themselves, you know, I wouldn't have a problem with still dating them, because for the simple fact, I feel like even though he down, he gonna get up.
So what if he's not trying to do anything? Like, what if he feel like his looks, like, let me give you an example. What if he's, okay, let me throw it out here. What if he just have a, okay, fresh out of TDC, first of all, because I know most of us thrive on men that's fresh out of TDC, because they had the little body, the little form going, you know, the little format. body wise, you know, they be all fly. You know what I'm saying? They people done bought them a whole lot of different kind of clothes. So they A1, jade up, looking nice. But they don't plan on going back to work or doing nothing else. I mean, they plan on just chilling.
Nah,
and I mean, are you willing to, like, go through that?
No, I wouldn't go through nothing like that. You know, it'd just only be a matter of time, you know, that I would give him. And if he's not trying to accomplish nothing after that matter of time, then I would have to tell him that he's going to have to go his way and not go mine.
Okay.
Do you got something to say about that?
No.
You fucking your words on that one.
Yeah, that was a good one.
I mean, you got to think about what I'm saying. I mean, because we get these dudes that approach us a lot of times, and I'm not just bashing dudes, but we get these dudes that approach us sometimes, or maybe we might see it. You know, they look real cute, but I mean, they're not what that is, and they don't plan on working or don't plan on doing anything. And I mean, we have girls that's like that as well. Men tend to attract. It's like opposites attract. And sometimes men will choose a girl who has no moral principles, no guiding spirit. I mean, she just want her and her nails done and want to go to the club versus paying her utility bill or buying her kids something or pretty much paying her bills, period. And, I mean, she don't even cook. Why would you think that a person would date somebody that won't even cook for them versus a woman that cooks?
Somebody's just speaking.
You say who? What'd you say? We didn't hear you clearly.
I'm telling you, who is that? Someone is just speaking.
Oh, that was Keisha that was speaking. Keisha, what did you say?
I said that people that's like that, they thinking with the bottom and not their head.
So when you say the bottom, something. We already know what you're talking about.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Thinking with the wrong part of their body. I understand it. I totally agree.
Mm-hmm.
We have a lot of different situations to where I found, just being around people, I found that a lot of people, yeah, think with the other part of their body, are pretty much, if you run into a person, you don't pretty much know what they're about until you get to know them a little bit. No matter what they look like, whatever. But once you actually get in a relationship with somebody and you see that that person is not going, not trying to progress or doing anything, I feel like it's going to be a problem. Because, I mean, I done seen relationships, too, where people will pay other people to cook and clean for them, and they just live. What do y'all think about those kind of relationships? Do y'all think they'll last, or what is y'all ideal on that?
They ain't going to last, because once the money run out, they gone.
Yep.
When you say once the money run out, they gone. But what if both of them, I'm saying, like, say, for instance, you have a person that's, I mean, that's pretty wealthy. And, well, hustlers, for instance. Girls are attracted to dudes that hustle.
Yeah.
A lot of women thrive on the hustle in life. What is y'all outlook on that? Whether it's a man or a female that hustle, why do y'all think that we are attracted to those kind of people? Is it just the thrill, or like what are y'all outlooks on that?
It's the thrill.
It's the thrill.
Yeah, I think it's the thrill because there is fast and easy money, so they feel like, you know, they get with a dope dealer or whatever. That's fast money. They can get what they want when they want it, how they want it. Then when the money gone, the man gone, and sometimes the women be gone too.
Yeah. What's your outlook on that, Diamond? I have a new caller online. Hi, caller. Would you like to introduce yourself? Just say your name so we can know that you're alive and breathing on the phone.
Yeah, my name is Steve.
Who's calling?
Your name is who?
Steve.
Steve, hey, Steve, how are you on tonight?
I'm doing fine.
Okay, this is Reddy, and you're on live with Street Talk, Blog Talk Radio. Me, Diamond D, and Keisha is on the phone right now. And what we're talking about pretty much is, in a relationship, why do people seem to date those people for their looks rather than the ability to actually do something in a relationship?
Yeah.
And what we've pretty much brought out so far is that sometimes people date people just as showcases. Like Keisha brought out that her aunt was a showcase for a man. She met the man, it was good at first, and he wrote her poems, and she thought that they was in a real relationship, and all he wanted her for was to take her around, to flaunt her around in front of other people. So that, but once she got pregnant and stuff, he let her go pretty much because she no longer had the body and stuff to that he needed to show off. So he went to the next person, and we've been speaking about things of that nature. Do you think that that's something that's normal and going on in today's society? See?
Yeah.
Yeah, you agree? And now okay. Have you ever had any things like that go on around you, where a person is dating somebody that's like just for their looks, not for what they can actually bring to the table? Like, if both of y'all are actually doing something, we were talking about people that actually go out and pay other people like to cook and clean for them, and they just chill. And then we got into the hustling mentality to where people are dating just hustlers and stuff like that. Like, we're wondering if it's just for the thrill or if it's because of love, or what can you actually get out of a relationship like that?
Banana bread.
Tisha, what were you saying that you can get out that kind of a relationship so that we can feel him in?
I feel like I wouldn't get anything out the relationship, you know, because of the simple fact, I mean, in the beginning, I probably would, you know, because, like you said, once you meet somebody, you don't know that person. But until I get to know him, if I find out that that person is doing something different than what he originally supposed to be doing, then, you know, I would get to the point where I would either sit down and talk to him, but then if that don't work, then I would just have to tell him, he go his way, I go mine.
Yeah.
You don't want to be in no relationship or try to be in no relationship with somebody that you know that is not going to be on the same page as you. You know, if one person is pulling one way and another person is pulling another way, then there's no way that it could be a relationship.
Right, yeah.
Yeah. I understand that because you don't want to be with nobody that's not on the same page as you. That's too much bother. A lot of people tend to go with people, like I said on last week. A lot of people tend to go with people for what they can do for them, rather than what they can do for the heart and the mind. People don't look for the heart anymore, and I mean some dudes and girls will go with people that's actually just up. I mean, pretty much, people looking for money nowadays. People not looking for love. I feel, that's my own opinion. That's not, you know, set in stone or nothing. But I feel like people are looking for people for what they can do for them rather than love. And I told y'all that the other day. So I know a lot of y'all didn't agree with me on that. But that's just what it is. And like I said, the strong arms and stuff on a man or the big old booty on a lady attracts the people rather than what a person could do on the inside. And a person would rather be with somebody that's making quick money than a person that's struggling. That's what statistics show.
Yeah.
And I don't know if y'all agree with me on that or not, but statistics actually show that a person will actually put a person that's struggling, like say for instance, if this man is been known as a hard worker, he's been going to work every day, and then he just stumble up on something, he start going through something, he loses his job a little bit. A woman usually gets up and she goes, and in today's society, if she's not a strong woman, she gets up and she goes, and I feel like the dude does the same thing. He can have a woman sitting at home that goes to work, or even just have income coming in that's pretty much built to the T, and he'll still cheat on her with somebody on the outside that has nothing going on of the same nature. You know, a person will leave their whole house and go live in a street, you know, on the street pretty much for somebody else, and I never understood that or the way that works. What do y'all think about that? Is Keisha and C still on with me?
Yeah, I'm scared.
Yeah, I'm scared. What's the
topic
tonight?
You say, what's the topic tonight?
The topic
is, why do people choose looks in a relationship over hard working and dedication? Hello, listeners. You can call Wiki Freak at 310-241-126 every Friday night from 8 to 9. Tonight we started a little late, so I guess we don't have that many callers. So, do y'all have anything to say on the topic, or would y'all like to change the topic because y'all don't understand what I'm talking about? Or
are we on now, or what do you...
Yeah, we're on live now talking. Hello.
Hey, what's happening?
Okay, that's a new topic.
What is your topic?
My topic is... My topic is, why do people choose looks in a relationship over hard working and dedication?
Oh, because they can't wake up to no ugly person.
I like you. Who are you?
I can't tell you that.
You can't tell me. I know who you are.
It's all good.
But hey, you gave all of us a laugh because that's real good. They just can't wake up to an ugly person. I don't want to wake up to an ugly person either. But if that ugly person has everything in their heart and they love you, you don't think you can wake up to that?
No, not unless they rich.
Wow. Oh, my. Okay, I really want to know your outlook. You say not unless they're rich. So if they was rich and ugly, you can wake up to them and you will be in a relationship with them?
Anybody would.
You real. You very real on that. But I don't think I would if they
was rich. Nothing wrong with them.
Not because they ugly and rich. It would have to be something that attracts me to them.
So you saying you'll go out with an ugly person?
I go out with ugly people all the time.
So why do you go out? Why do you go out with ugly people?
You say, why do I go out with ugly people?
Yes.
Because of their heart. If their heart is right, it don't matter what they look like.
So what if they broke?
I mean, that's what I'm saying. If they broke, it depends on their heart. But they'll have to be looking for some kind of income.
What if it's dark in your house when you wake up and it's dark?
Week,
I keep going. Hold on. Let her talk about it. Wait, wait.
What's the next week?
Come on. You said, what if it's dark?
What's the topic for next week? What's the topic for next week? Can we get a topic for next week, please?
We don't have the topic for next week yet. We're going to have to bring her back on, though, as a guest speaker.
No, I can't be a guest.
Why you can't be a guest? Hey,
is everybody local, or what's going on? I mean,
some people are local that's calling, and some people are
the
not
radio
local.
Station not local. But we ain't in New York, so
we're
having
a
station yet.
Yeah, some people are calling local and some people are not calling local.
Okay, what's up?
Why does that matter?
It doesn't matter.
Oh, because you date ugly people and you trying to find you a date?
No, that's some new stuff for me. You know, I don't know nothing about it, so that's some new stuff for me. But anyway. Shout out to the show, Red approved. She approved everything. I'ma stamp it. I'ma box it up. I'ma put the footwork in it. You know what I'm saying? We're gonna do something live, man. I hope y'all we're gonna put some face to the we're gonna put visual to the audio. You know what I'm saying? Real soon. We're gonna make something happen. We're gonna bump Steve Harvey. And all that other type shit. I'm going to keep my language.
We don't cuss on live.
I'm sorry.
There's no cussing, sir.
We're going to try to put some visual. He want to put some visual to the audio because he want to get to meet everyone in person. We're going to try to get that done soon.
I'm sorry. I am very, very sorry.
No, that's okay. We just don't cuss on Blog Talk, and that was one of the rules that I told y'all at the beginning of it. But we understand that sometimes it does slip, but that's okay.
Right. Why would he want to meet everybody in person? It's a radio station.
You know, we're gonna try to do a meet and greet where y'all can meet us, and it won't be right now, but it'll be sometime.
Oh, like K104 now.
Yeah, something like a meet and greet. We're going to try to get together and do a meet and greet. But tonight we're talking about why do people choose looks in relationship over hard working and dedication. And my example.
So is your husband ugly?
My husband.
Your husband ugly.
My husband is not ugly, man.
Yeah, well, I was wondering. Sir.
Yeah.
No, my husband is not ugly. But my husband is not ugly, and we're married for not just looks. We're married because we're compatible and things of that nature. That's why I'm asking on tonight, why do people choose to go with other people for their looks, like Big Booty Judy that don't even pay a rent?
Yeah, I was going to say, because your husband has to be looking at something in order to want you.
Yeah, I'm cute. I know I'm cute.
Oh, okay, that's what I'm saying. So you ain't ugly, and your husband.
I love y'all.
I'm not saying that my husband is ugly.
I mean, because I'm trying to figure out how you made this one up.
I don't even know y'all, but I don't even know y'all, but I love y'all. y'all hear me?
Yeah,
well, sir, I have a question. Yeah, do you like ugly women? Do you like cute women? And what would you prefer, money or the ugliness? I mean, money or the cuteness?
I love all y'all.
Ugly with money or cute?
I love all y'all. We all got people. You hear me?
I love them both.
We all got people.
You ain't getting no straight answers.
We all got people, so we all love all y'all.
Okay, we understand that. But
what
she,
that is, man.
You prefer a ugly lady that can cook and clean and that's helping you and who can love you for you, or would you just prefer Big Booty Judy?
No, I can cook and clean my own stuff. Uh-huh. I'm my own self man. I can cook and clean my own stuff. I do all that. I do all that. I don't need nobody. I don't need no. I can do all that.
So you don't care who you get as long as they nice to you. I mean, that's what the show is about. We're trying to see, like, do you, like, we asked the person a question. We want to know. Like, because, I mean, I'm pretty sure everybody on the phone, let's go around the table. Everybody on the phone, hello, first caller. You can cook and clean and do all that for yourself, but would you prefer an ugly or a cute person? Would you take an ugly person that got income and that's helping you and that love you?
Why she gotta be ugly?
But I couldn't wake up to him at night. You have to go home.
What if she's semi-fine, semi-ugly? What if she's semi-fine and semi-ugly? It might be either or.
Hey,
y'all see, are y'all on laptops or anything?
Nah, we not on laptop.
What y'all on? Phone?
Don't nobody want to see you, sir. What are you?
I don't want to see you either.
Oh, man.
You sounding like a little something. I want to see you.
No.
Well, is it an ugly man?
Hold on, callers. We're getting to be
One at a time, please.
Hey, Dr. Travis. Hey, what's up, man? I see y'all live tonight. You know what I'm saying? Y'all making noise. No, this new caller, man. This young Trav, man. Travis, man. What's up with it, man? I heard y'all topic, you know what I'm saying? Would you rather have an ugly woman or a cute woman? Yeah, and me, I ain't gonna lie, man, this is what's within, you know what I'm saying? When I say it's what's within, it's what's within that wallet, what's in that bank account, you know what I'm saying? What's up in that new house, what's up in that pocket, you know what I'm saying? What's up in that mentality, all that good stuff right there. I don't really trip now an ugly woman, you know, because beauty, you know, it comes in all sizes, all forms, you know, all colors. But me?
For sure.
She got to be, you know what I'm saying? She got to have thighs, you know, she got to have a breast. She got had a back on and all that type stuff. But I ain't really tripping on the face or the hair. You know what I'm saying? Nothing like that. But the teeth, they got to be white. You know what I'm saying? If she got some yellow teeth, I ain't even trying to hear it. You know what I'm saying? I'm sick of these females running around with yellow teeth. You know what I'm saying? Only thing you can see at nighttime, they smile and say, hey, baby. They're like, oh, hell no. Nah. No, look. But at the end of the day, I hope that's my question. I'm sorry. But listen.
Hey, man,
I want something that's beautiful on it. You know, conversation got to be beautiful. You know, the intention got to be beautiful. At the end of the day, it don't matter if you got a beautiful thing going on.
Oh, boy,
you know,
you
don't have to be a beautiful thing, you know, like appearance-wise, but what y'all got going got to be a beautiful thing. So I don't want nothing ugly, the situation. I don't want no ugly situation,
basically, you say you want some cuteness, faith, sticking the ways, huh?
Right, but you know, it don't even got to be too much be that. You know, it got to be on some, you know, cue in the conversation, thinking the intention. You know, at the end of the
day,
yes,
sir. As long as the end justifies, that's acceptable.
Ugly and quiet is acceptable.
Ugly and quiet. There you go. You know what I'm saying?
When quiet people can't, I mean, just because she ugly, she can't talk?
Well, you know, because you got to look at her when she's talking. You know, I believe in looking people in the eye when they're talking. You know, so if I look in the eye and she's talking and she's just, you know, you see a saber-tooth tiger, you know, that ain't what's up. But, you know, but if you're looking at, okay, let's say, if I'm having a full-blown conversation with Whoopi Goldberg, you know, I'm really not going to make eye contact. But with Halle Berry, you know, I'm going to look at her face, her lips, and all of that. They say when you look at a woman's lips when she's talking, that turns her on. You know, well, with Dumber, her lips is black, you know, and I'm going to go past conversation to the first caller because I'm kind of
Travis, you
know the Texas? Did y'all know the Texas Rangers is winning?
Don't quit calling my name on radio. I'm anonymous.
Oh,
anonymous.
You
telling us about Texas Rangers, anonymous. trying to ask the question. What were you saying, Diamond D?
Well, no. I don't know who Diamond D is, but do y'all believe in love at first sight? Because if you do, if you look at them and they ugly and you love them,
so I just continue on.
Okay, hold on. You said what? Say that again.
I said, do you believe in love at first sight?
Maybe.
If you look at them and they ugly, that messed up.
I mean, some people like ugly people. I just told you that, Anonymous. I said some people like ugly people.
So
somebody if your ugly might not be my ugly.
I'm talking about ugly. Y'all talking about ugly. It ain't no such thing as ugly because every human has his own way to look.
Sorry.
But I'm talking about ugly, ugly. That's what I'm talking about.
Okay, like Travis just said, he can look at Halle Berry, but he can't look at Whoopi Goldberg. Whoopi Goldberg with Travis have to sit down and be quiet. Him and C said Whoopi Goldberg is big with him, but she got to be quiet.
You know, Whoopi on the view, so I listen to her every day. But you know, okay, look at Anonymous.
Are you calling me? Because you keep on saying red. You keep saying ready. That's everybody else talking. That's Anonymous and Travis and C and all our callers that's on. They're trying to add, they're talking and they're saying that they can go with Whoopi Goldberg, but she would have to sit down and be quiet while they going with her because she got income.
See,
they like her income, but she would have to
be
quiet.
Goldberg got that paper. They real crazy. Whoopi Goldberg should be able to talk with them. She get ready.
All right, Anonymous, look, check me out, look. Now, you say, do you believe in love at first sight? Now, I'm going to ask you this, Anonymous, you know what I'm saying? Okay, because I know right now, you know, we kind of like the minority. What was your first car like, Anonymous?
Wait, we lie.
My first car was a real ugly car.
We lie.
Yeah, we lie.
It just needs a paint job.
But I paid cash for it.
Talk into the phone, Anonymous, so we can't hear you.
I paid cash for it.
So is this true?
What you say it was?
Would you agree that, you know, when you younger, you know, you were a little girl before you even cop that car, you was like, I want me a Bentley, I want me a Rolls Royce, I might even want me a Ferrari or something like that. But at the same time.
No, I ain't never thought like that. I ain't never want no car, because still to this day, I buy me a regular car, see cash. Because I know car don't make me, I get in a regular car, jump out that mud, like I'm
you keep calling the bread, my mind ready. Keep calling me.
Okay, well, a little bit about myself, you know, a few more people I know, you know, we be like, you know, we dream about that Ferrari, we dream about that big body, we dream about the 28s and all that system and all that, but at the same time, when you got what you got to do what you do. So, you know, we might see that Honda with the pop-out lights, you know, every time the cell phone ring that's inside of it, it might cut off, you know, something like that. But, you know, at the end of the day, you got to settle for what you want to get to where you're going. So, you know, it's just like a human being.
No, you don't have to settle for what you got. No, you don't. But if you want that Ferrari, you stack your paper and get that Ferrari. Don't settle for no regular ass car and you want no Ferrari.
You can't cuss, Anonymous. Hold on. No cussing on Blog Talk. Not on Street Talk.
No cussing online. No cussing online.
No cussing on Street Talk.
But Anonymous, it's like, you know, it's like it's certain ways you got to get that Ferrari. You know, you might want a Halle Berry. You might want to give a Cadillac. You might even want a Beyonce. But in order to get that dream car, you know, you got to mess with
that
work at McDonald's or something to get that dream car. So, you know.
Now I see what you're talking about.
You say
what's going on? What's all the talk?
The talk is that, hold on, you guys, hold on. Let me explain again what's going on the telephone. What's going on the telephone is we're having a discussion about relationships and how people choose their people. So that's what the conversation is about at this moment. We have callers online. We have Anonymous and we have Travis, and what they're doing at this point for all the new callers that's calling in, what they're doing, they're conversing about relationships and how you the people that you can date. Our main topic that stuck out to me on tonight was that they can accept the other person, but they have to go home at nighttime because they can't go to sleep with them married because they're gonna scare them in the middle of the nighttime. Yeah. And another caller said that if you ugly, you have to be quiet. You have to be quiet, and they agreed that you have to be quiet if you ugly, but if you cute, you can talk. And they pretty much saying that cash is what can get you what you need. And Travis is trying to explain to Anonymous right now that when you're young, you have big wishes on things that you want. And he's saying pretty much that sometimes you have to settle for what you got until you get what you want. And Anonymous is disagreeing because Anonymous is saying, no, you need to just let go of the stuff that you got going on and just actually stack your bread until you get what you need in order to get what you like. So they were using cars as examples of love and stuff like that. So y'all can go ahead and continue. I was just trying to explain to the new callers and everybody else that was online where y'all was with the discussion, and I was loving where it was going. So go ahead, callers.
Now, I understand what he said when he was talking about the people, because I would love Denzel and I can't get him. But I still ain't going to settle for anything. Somebody got to be someone like this,
Denzel.
You said Flavor Flavor.
Hey, man.
Hey, man.
Hey, man. Okay.
Yeah, we listen.
Well, you know, if you can't go to sleep at night, you know, that's one thing on another, because I know it'd be dark.
Man,
but
look,
I heard about that
morning.
If you park, a Honda in the yard, then you can't sleep because it's
Honda. Bro, you ain't doing nothing. Say, I'm some CBT. Say, Ray, this what you introduced me to?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I like this. Okay. All right. It's some random shit. Basically.
Okay, we're having a discussion right now on relationships, and they were talking. So y'all can go ahead and finish.
Well,
the Texas Rangers have 5 points
now. Where these people from? Yeah, where y'all from? I mean, what's going on?
Everybody is from different areas, and we're on Blog Talk Radio. We're on tonight, and we're talking live about
relationships.
And our phone number is 310-982-4126.
Right on.
Tonight we're speaking about why do people choose books and relationships over hard work and dedication. So you all can continue.
Okay. Look in the morning. Say, I am a co-host, ain't I? Anyway.
I apologize. I had to release a caller.
I apologize. I had to release a caller because they wasn't understanding exactly what we were speaking about on tonight. Again, I appreciate you all for calling. Tonight, I'm going to say it again, we are speaking live, and so we don't have profanity, we respect each other's opinions, and we speak about the topic that is, and our topic is, why do people choose looks in a relationship over hard working and dedication? Y'all brought up some great points on tonight, we have 13 minutes left. What do I still have online? Can you introduce yourself?
I'm here.
Hello, callers. Do I have anybody still online?
Yeah, everybody online.
Oh, okay, except for one person that I released.
Yeah, you got OBC online.
And Travis, what were you saying? You can finish with your illustration because I was listening to it. Travis, I don't know. Is Keisha still here?
I'm still here.
Okay, what do you think about what Travis was saying about what Travis and Anonymous was saying about if you're in a relationship and you're ugly, you would be quiet and don't say nothing. If you got money, you can be in a relationship with them, but you have to go home at nighttime. What do you think about that?
I kind of agree with the anonymous caller because I'm like, I can't be with nobody that's ugly and I got to go to bed because if I wake up at night and they could disturb me, then it's going to be a problem.
Ready? You ain't never had anybody scare you?
Got to look quiet now.
Okay, I'm sorry. My phone had out. Keisha, I was trying to see. You said you agree with anonymous. You said because of what? I missed your reason. I apologize for that.
I said, have you ever had anybody scare you?
You said, have I ever had anybody to serve me? You talking to me or Keisha?
You.
Oh, no, I've never had anyone to serve me because I wouldn't have anybody in my presence that I'm afraid of looking at. I mean, I'm not understanding. When you say ugly, I'm trying to see exactly how deep do it get when you say ugly, Anonymous, because
I'm talking about ugly. You can't have, I mean, ugly, ugly. I mean, because everybody have their own looks. Everybody not ugly. So if you say ugly.
Anonymous is saying that you can't look at that person and you know he ugly.
Man.
Would you still talk to that person or be with that person?
That's
Wait,
what
let
I'm,
me look up some.
I was single. If I was a single person and dating, that's what I'm saying. If a person is ugly, and I mean, I don't know what y'all ugly is, but
okay, if he look like a, if your man, if a man come up and talk to you, he look like a orangutan.
Not orangutan.
What if he look like that?
See, my thing is, what I'm afraid of.
Orangutan.
Those who look like mongoloid.
Speak on it.
That's pretty much.
Speak on it.
Afraid of a person that has like a one eye or something.
Speak on it.
No, one eye, and then he still get a check.
No, I'm talking about like in the middle. It has to be what. Ugly would have to be like a cartoon character, ugly, like in the middle.
Yeah, because he could be cute. He could. Them people might be cute with that one eye worn on. They might be cute.
No, I'm talking about not a disability as in one eye. I'm talking about an eye in the center of their head. It has to be an eye in the center of their head.
Ain't nobody like that.
And they don't speak English. That would be ugly to me.
Now, there is people that look like real monkeys.
I mean, everybody looks like a real monkey.
No, ma'am. It's not. It look like real.
See, Anonymous, you out of
you
here.
Ain't out of here.
No, I'm not going to surround myself around nobody like that in the first place.
I'm just saying you don't. You think you can have love at first sight with that?
No, that's what I'm saying. I don't believe in love at first sight. I believe in lust at first sight. I don't believe in love at first sight. I don't think you can fall in love after you first see a person. I think you have to actually say something to me in order for me to know if I like them or love them. I can be in lust with the look. That's what I was talking about earlier. We see people, we see things that we can get our hands on. As far as I might see a dude and be like, oh, he look real good, he look real fine, he's sexy, but then find out that he is no good to me at all. And I wouldn't date him for long. I would date him.
So what if he looked like a real monkey and he was faithful to his woman, worked hard and everything? You still can go to sleep with him at night.
Yeah, I could probably marry him if I was single. I mean, if he's cheating me, then that's what I'm trying
it's
to tell
terrible.
You. Y'all should be the same way. It's what's in a person's heart and how they love you and stuff like that. And I mean, they're supposed to be helping you around the house. It's supposed to be a 50-50 thing. They're supposed to be able to help you. Things of that nature.
Man, I would have had him to get out of my house if he was ugly.
Anonymous, that's not nice.
He can walk around me like that.
But to each his own. Everybody have their own opinion, and we cannot.
I don't care if he have a good job or not. Yeah,
you're a good person that's real ugly as long as they got income. So you contradicting yourself.
He can't be real cute either.
Why? Tell me about your
He might be a punk.
I got one.
He might be a punk. I said I'd go with him, but he could spend a night in my house. I wouldn't marry him either. I'd be a fool.
So I'd
go with him. Long as he wouldn't spend a night in my house, I wouldn't spend a night with him either.
You said the two cute dudes used to be the punks. I can't hardly hear you, Mom, if you say now.
They might be a punk if they too cute.
I agree with you on that. trying to stay in the mirror a little bit more than I do. I couldn't handle that. Be something that would be difficult for me to understand. I'll be thinking go with the same people I'm trying to go with. Yeah, I understand that. On tonight, we're winding down on the hour. It's 5 minutes until the show is over. And I was wondering if you all had any announcements tonight, or if you all would like to say anything else on tonight. Do any of my callers have any announcements to make? Would you all like to say anything about your week or anything?
Yeah, if you marry a butt ugly man, you a fool.
I don't have that problem. I'm already married, and I'm married to a pretty handsome fellow. She's
no, I'm talking about anybody. Yeah, I'm not talking about you.
Oh, okay. So
I can say a man too. If he married to a butt ugly woman, he a fool.
Say weird.
Straight up.
It's something wrong with you if you take butt ugly. It ain't wrong with the people. It's something wrong with you.
Yeah.
So you think I still want to talk about that. You think it's something wrong with a person if they go with an ugly person? What if that person is cute to them? Because you don't know what their eyes is looking at.
Sean, you know them people. Ready, you know them people ain't cute to them folks. You can look at somebody and say they ugly, and they can't be cute to them.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, well, we might have a different conversation again. We're going to go ugly and cute on next week, some in that priority for Miss Anonymous, because she have a lot to say about ugly and cute. Y'all, we have a
week this conversation.
Well, time is winding down. We have 4 minutes left. I want to make an announcement. We have a women's conference that I would like to invite you all to on October the 25th. It's at the First Free Will Baptist Church off of Wheatland and Clark Road. I'm asking that you all get in contact with me any kind of way that you can and give me your email addresses where I can email you all the invitation and the information for the women's conference. It's our women's conference. It's our first annual women's conference.
And everything free?
Yeah, everything's free. It's free for women to come out. We might ask for donations. And
well, it ain't free then.
No, there'll be no donations taken at this event at all.
Ain't nothing in life really free, Miss Anonymous. Yeah.
Hello. Hello, ready?
There will be no donations.
There will be no cost at all.
Oh, she said it won't be no donations or cost at all. So yeah, it is free. I guess so. I thought it was accepting donations, but no, she said everything's free. That's who's it's sponsored by Granny's Place and my sister, my friend. It's the first annual women's conference. So she said everything's free. Do y'all hear her?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so everything is free. And like I said, we're on usually on Friday nights, you guys, from 8 o'clock until 9 o'clock. Tonight we got to a late start. I apologize for that. But if you all would, please give me a call back on next Friday from 8 to 9 at 310-982-4126. And you all please try to give me y'all's email addresses so that we can send you the information and invite you all to the women's conference. I would love to see y'all there. And males, we're having an all-males conference coming soon. I'll get y'all that information as well. Thank you all for calling on tonight, and I would like to say a prayer to go out. My co-host has hung up, so I guess I'll be closing. Or Ms. Beasley, would you like to close for me on tonight? Okay, she's gone. So I'd like to close in prayer. Lord, please guide us. Lord, we want to thank you for tonight. We want to thank you for our health and our strength. I want to say thank you for all the callers that call in to Blog Talk. Thank you for everyone around the world. And, Lord, please guide us safely through the week and help us with our families. In Jesus' name we pray these things. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you all for calling Blog Talk and call me again next week, 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock, and we'll have another subject. And you all, please make sure y'all send me your email addresses. Thank you. Have a good night.
God bless.